Intervju Radija Študent.
Intervju s češkim pisateljem Janom Njemcem. Ljubljano je 4.6. obiskal češki pisatelj, pesnik, dramaturg, sociolog in religiolog Jan Njemec, dobitnik nagrade Evropske unije za literaturo leta 2014. Nagrado je prejel za romaneskni prvenec Zgodovina svetlobe, ki so mu v sklopu pisateljevega obiska posvetili tudi literarni večer. Roman v središče postavlja življenje svetovno znanega češkega fotografa začetka 20. stoletja Františka Drtikola in spaja fikcijsko in faktično. V slovenskem prevodu Tatjane Jamnik je pri založbi Kut police Dubove izšel lani. Recenzijo romana pa si lahko preberete ali poslušate na spletni strani našega radija. Z avtorjem smo se pogovarjali o subjektu romana, njegovi eksperimentalni strukturi in o fascinaciji nad življenjem drugih. V nadaljevanju pa smo se dotaknili tudi stanja češke literature in nedavnih pretresljivih dogodkov na gledališkem festivalu v Brnu. Kdo je bil František Drtikol kot osrednji protagonist vašega romana in zakaj je pomemben v svetu fotografije?
Well, František Drtikol was a pioneer in two areas. The first one was art photography. He was the very first Czech photographer to achieve world success in the first half of 20th century. And he was famous mainly for his nudes. So the first area is art photography, but there is second one, and it is let's say Czech Buddhism, because in the second half of his life he had some spiritual praxis, meditation and so on, and this combination, this border between art photography and some direct inner experience.
Zdi se, da vas je vodila neke vrste fascinacija nad njegovim življenjem. Kaj je bilo tisto, kar je najbolj botrovalo tej fascinaciji?
Yeah, of course, if you plan to spend 2 years of your own life with some character, you have to be fascinated, of course. But you know, it wasn't my long-term ambition to write a biographical novel. It's not so important that it is a biographical novel for me. The important thing is this strange combination in Drtikol's life, as I said, photography and Buddhism, because, for example, he was the very first photographer to exhibit publicly nude, and at the same time he was the first Czech translator of Tibetan Book of Death into Czech. So, you know, it was my question, who is this person to combine these two very different worlds? Mm-hmm. So yeah, it's a biographical novel on some basic level, let's say, but for me the fascination was mainly directed to the theme of light and to some, let's say, philosophical background of his life.
V romanu prihaja do zanimive kombinacije med fikcijo in fakti. Kako vidite njuno medsebojno povezavo?
Well, basically, my principle was not to change anything you can source in libraries or archives, but at the same time there is so many white places in Drtikol's life that you have to fill it with fiction. So in the end, that novel is a mixture of facts, interpretation and fiction. And in some cases, I'm not able to distinguish it now, because it's a mixture and I'm not sure what was sourced and what was made up by me. So yeah, it's a novel. So as you maybe know, all the writers usually say that everything that is in novel is fiction, but yeah, there is some factographical ground. There is a lot of sources for some periods of Drtikol's life, but there is no source for other periods, so...
Na faktičnost v romanu kažejo predvsem izbrani citati. Na kakšen način ste jih vključevali v zgodbo?
If it is in italic in that book, mm-hmm. so it's some real source, mm-hmm. real citation. Yeah, because of course part of your work as a writer, if you want to write this kind of novel, is to read a lot of literature, and of course then you would like to use it in that book. But it's it can be dangerous because you don't want to write some cultural study work, but you had to write novel, so you had to stop in some time. But yeah, it's a long novel, so as you said, I think it's necessary to switch between styles, mm-hmm. time to time, make some little experiment or something like that.
V romanu pripoved narekuje za romanopis je mogoče neobičajen drugoosebni pripovedovalec v sicer klasično linearnem poteku zgodbe. Zakaj ste se odločili za ravno ta prijem?
Well, to put it frankly, I started with a third person narrator, but it didn't fit so well. So I turned to this do form or second person narrator. And, well, I hope, I think it fits very well to the biographical novel in general, because you as an author somehow talk to the object of your book that is actually subject of your book. So it's some kind of communication, even though Drtikol, of course, don't answer to me, but it's some kind of communication. So this do form that somehow in the book, somebody in the book all the time talks to him. We don't know if it's me as an author or if it is some other character in the book or who is talking, but somebody is talking to him. Well, as you said, it's a linear structure, so it's quite traditional, it's quite classical, and me as an author, I like experiments, mm-hmm. so for me to be amused by it, I needed some more experimental style or something like that. It's some kind of game with reader, because as I said, you don't know who is talking to him, but it's a part of the end of the book that it's revealed who is talking. It's a story of self-awareness. I mean, through meditations, through some spiritual path, and this is the deeper meaning of that do form, that something or somebody inside is, you know, watching, talking to you maybe, and through meditation maybe you can connect to your inner self.
Med drugim se oziroma prozni diskurs na mestih v romanu uriva forma dramskega teksta. Je ta uporabljena zgolj na formalni, strukturni ravni?
Well, frankly, if that second person has some deeper meaning, this drama style of writing dialogues is mainly for practical purposes, because if you had some scene where it's 10 characters, it can be boring to repeat all the time that sentences Anna said, Mark said, he looked, and, you know, it's not elegant, so it's simpler to, you know, write Anna, mm-hmm. and so it's basically for practical reasons only. Yeah, and it's true that I studied drama school theater, and I had written some plays, so for me it's usual style of writing, and somehow it is in that book at the same time. But
František Drtikol je, kot lahko beremo v romanu, v življenju odkrival in eksperimentiral z različnimi fotografskimi tehnikami. Bi lahko rekli, da tukaj obstaja kakšna povezava med vašim eksperimentiranjem v literaturi in v jeziku?
Well, generally I think that every craftsman should know his material, and as Drtikol time to time experimented with light and with chemicals in dark room, so I'm trying to experiment with language, and there is some parallel, of course, but I think that only in the general sense. And then the light, as you said, is the main symbol of that book. It's called History of Light, and not, for example, Story of František Drtikol, because the main reason is that the light is maybe the only thing that was somehow present in his life all the time. It could be only physical light that created photography somehow. It could be some metaphor, because light is central metaphor both in Eastern and Western culture, in religions as well. And finally, it's some kind of inner light of meditation. And yeah, so for me, it's a story of light in the first place. It can be presented as a path from outer light of photography to the inner light of meditation.
Kako bi komentirali stanje češke literarne sfere in njenega delovanja, predvsem stališča financiranja?
Czech market and Slovenian market are similarly small, so it will never function only on economical basis, because there is simply not so many readers of artistic literature. So you have to fund it somehow, and there will never be so much money that everyone could share on it. So all the time someone will complain, but well, it's not so bad in Czech Republic, because there are four or five literary magazines that are funded mainly from Ministry of Culture. There is a lot of book every year that are published only because of funding of Ministry of Culture. So everyone is complaining, but for me personally, I'm editor of one of that literary magazines, and on the other hand, I think that we are in a very luxury position, because if you look on newspapers or some other magazines, there is a pressure from advertising, pressure from the amount of readers, and you have to make a lot of compromises then. But we in host in our literary magazine, as we are funded by Ministry of Culture, we can write about everything that is interesting for us, and there is no this commercial pressure. So you know, it's very rare today, and it's luxury position.
Pred nekaj tedni je našo in češko javnost pretresla novica o nasilni prekinitvi predstave slovenskega mladinskega gledališča Naše nasilje, vaše nasilje na festivalu Divadelni svijet v Brnu. Kako bi komentirali ta dogodek, glede na to, da sami prihajate iz Brna?
It was a disaster in Czech Republic, because nobody, of course, has seen that play. They only knew that there is one scene with Christ and that Muslim woman. But it was a huge discussion about it without seeing actually the play. So some fascists has had views, and Czech Cardinal Dominik Duka. Well, it was absurd, and then some fascist interrupted the play, as you said. I wasn't in theater, but some of my friends were there, and it was a strange situation, because half an hour you are sitting in theater, actors can't play. Actually, there are there is a chain of some men, and police is out of theater doing nothing. So it's strange. And even, for example, in the circle of my friends, there was a huge debate about it, because for a lot of people it's not acceptable, that scene, from the religious point of view, of course. But everyone at the same time know that there is some artistic autonomy, and it is on stage, so it's not real in some case.
Kakšni so odzivi medijev in širše javnosti?
I understand that it was the same case in Czech Republic, because, you know, in fact it was a play on theatrical festival. Under the normal condition, there will be, I don't know, 50 people watching the play, professionals from theatrical world, no problem. But then somebody picked one scene, offered it to the broad audience that has no experience with theater or experimental theater, nothing like that, and simply they are not able to grasp it or to understand it. They had no context, so no, they can't. But the problem is that everyone, of course, has opinion, because people love their opinions, and it's very simple to have opinions on everything. And as I said, mass media wants their opinions, so, you know, it's a huge, huge mess. And it wasn't a good experience for the Czech society. My impression is that in Czech Republic, media more and more are only, you know, some storage for opinions of others. So you can read opinion of Christians, of right-wing political parties, and opinions of everybody, but it has no substance, you know. It has no substance because they simply didn't see the play. They didn't know the context.
Poslušali ste intervju s češkim pisateljem Janom Njemcem. Spregovorili smo o Františku Drtikolu, svetovno slavnemu češkemu fotografu iz začetka 20. stoletja, čigar življenje je fasciniralo avtorja in ga pripeljalo do romaneskenega prvenca Zgodovina svetlobe. Z Janom Njemcem se je pogovarjala Kaja.
Intervju Radija Študent.